starting your journey to financial freedom.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast.
This is the Young Investor for the New Investor Podcast, and let's have a quick look on the markets, which are not moving at the moment, closing only slightly higher yesterday. The markets are shy ahead of a busy week of earnings announcements ahead. However, that news of Apple acquiring Intel's modem chip business for $1 billion has given the stock a boost 7 days ahead of their earnings. Now, acquiring such a company is interesting and will certainly allow Apple to reduce their dependence on third-party suppliers, especially on these key components of their product, and ultimately reduce their costs for better profitability in the long term, that's for sure. But as an investor, I will see this as a serious step forward for the company, and I like that Apple takes charge of their own chip research and development. And I'm an optimist in general, and that move screams bright future in terms of innovation and technology for the company in the long term. So I wanted to go back and just reflect one more time on the journey so far. And I really truly believe that by being consistent and disciplined, by laying an additional stone every single day on my path to financial freedom, that I will end up achieving it. There is no doubt in my mind today, this very minute, that the secret to a potential formidable success lies within me, even if it sounds cliche. However, who else but me will clear out the path, pick up that stone, lay it on the ground, ensure it is straight, aligned and beautiful. Only me and you ultimately can do that. And it is the same about building my own wealth and my own future. Thinking that this depends on anybody else but me is irrational, borderline crazy. And having faith in this almost as a religion led me to a strong conviction that starting the process of building wealth is actually very effective, if not the only way to start a powerful journey of self-development and self-discovery. But why would I link building wealth in any way to self-development? You would rather continue probably listening to other people's concept of success, so pump up your day with one of those be all you can be videos, go to conferences on the subject, or worse, buy online courses on the subject. But I have discovered essential enablers to success during the journey, essential attributes that have changed me, and I didn't have them very evident before, but these were not learned along the way. They were just inside of me all along. I just approached my life from a completely different angle at the time. I was still the same guy a few years ago. I guess it never occurred to me that there were other forms of success, not just one molded for me. And I was persuaded down to my core that by working hard, getting those promotions, accessing higher level of management, aspiring one day to reaching that big title in a corner office was my only definition of success, the only viable definition of success. It is probably true too, but no longer in my eyes. What changed? Tangible goals that I was starting to achieve for myself, not for someone else. They happened to be financial in nature, but they were real and regular. They meant something. And I was seeing that net worth grow. I was witnessing the birth of a new passion. And setting myself new milestones and achieving them for myself made sense to me. And for every milestone, I was acquiring a new knowledge or a new skill. The more challenging it became to achieve those milestones, and the more skills I was required to perfect. Now, I could see that the future I was building in such a short period of time were the foundation of a whole new world for me. That level of fulfillment cannot be compared to that of a regular job. So I felt I had reached a ceiling in my profession, even if I have much more to give and passion for the job, and it took even decades of sacrifice to get there. But through investing and building wealth, I could see the sky. Now, I am speaking with to the young aspiring investors. You are making the right moves right now. This is the right choice, not only for you now, but for your future self. Keep building your wealth. Keep learning. Don't be afraid to lose. You can start small, but start early. And I am probably the best person to give that advice to you, as I did not start early at all. And we only learned valuable lessons from failure. I wish you all a fantastic Tuesday ahead. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and I really hope that it brings you some additional support on your own journey towards financial freedom. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to never miss an episode, and looking forward to your DM and follow on Instagram at New Investor Podcast. In the meantime, stay invested, be patient, and keep playing the long-term game.